Welcome to Hockey Whisk Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Tampa Bay Lightning. In this podcast, I'll be starting a new series where I'll be talking about teams' needs heading up to the trade deadline and who they could possibly target. Heading into this season, the Tampa Bay Lightning were expected to struggle a bit in the first 2 months of the season in the wake of the announcement that they would be without star goaltender Andrei Vasilevskiy. Andrei Vasilevskiy had been the backbone of this team since he took over as the starting goalie and has patched many of the defensive woes that they may have had. It was also because they arguably had the best goalie in the league that they could afford to let many of their talented players go to free agency. Through the first 9 games of the season, the Tampa Bay Lightning have gone 4-2-3 and currently sit in 4th place in the Atlantic Division. Jonas Johansson has done a fantastic job of stepping up in place of Vasilevskiy, putting up a 4-1-3 record with a 2.73 GAA and .922 save percentage with 2 shutouts. It remains to be seen if he can maintain this standard until Vasilevskiy returns from injury. Besides goaltending, another area of concern was the depth scoring. Because they had many new faces in their bottom six, and after the trade from Nashville, Tanner Janot had not lived up to the hype at all and had been a massive disappointment. Pat Maroon was a major loss for the Lightning. He was more than a valuable fourth liner. He was also a locker room leader and a physical presence as well. Besides Maroon, the Lightning also lost Pierre-Édouard Bellemare, who was a valuable fourth line center and penalty killer. Alex Killorn, who left to sign with the Anaheim Ducks as a free agent, was also a big loss. Due to cap constraints, Tampa Bay could not afford to add many major free agents, but they did sign Connor Sheary and Luke Glendening. These two players have already contributed in a big way. Sheary as a top 6 forward and Glendening basically replaced what Bellemare was for the Lightning with a little more offensive punch. Nick Paul is having a big year, replacing Alex Killorn on Tampa Bay's first power play unit and centering the second line with Steven Stamkos and Connor Sheary. Overall, I think the Tampa Bay Lightning have done very well considering they have to compete with a lot of good teams within the same division, and they remain competitive every night despite playing a goalie who has only played in 43 NHL games prior as a 28-year-old goalie. They have Jonas Johansson playing like an NHL caliber goalie and are making the rejects of other systems into solid NHL players. Andrei Vasilevskiy should be back sometime in December, and with how well Jonas Johansson has played, I doubt they will go out and trade for another goalie. But they definitely could go out and make some moves for other positions before the trade deadline. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at hockeywith777scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/hockeywith777scouting.
When watching the Tampa Bay Lightning, the most glaring long-term issue is most definitely their defense. More specifically, the lack of quality defensemen who can hold their own. Victor Hedman, Mikhail Sergachev, and Eric Cernak are being paid the big bucks to shoulder the bulk of the load on defense, with Nick Perbix, Calvin DeHaan, and Darren Radish playing a more supplementary role. The issue with this is that from time to time, Sergachev and even Victor Hedman can be mediocre on the defensive side of the puck, as they tend to spend more effort on the offensive side of the puck. As for Eric Cernak, who is making $5.2 million per season until 2031, he is a defensive defenseman who made his name being a hard-nosed shutdown defenseman who blocks shots and makes thunderous hits. However, injuries have taken a toll on him, and he isn't quite as effective as in years past. To lighten the workload on Hedman and Cernak, they could give Sergachev more minutes, but it doesn't seem like they trust him enough defensively. If Tampa Bay wants to make another deep run in the postseason, I think they really need to add another top four defenseman. But who could that be? Currently, the Tampa Bay Lightning have Brendan Hagel playing on the third line with Anthony Cirelli and Tanner Janot, which is a pretty good third line. But in the playoffs, I don't think Alex Barry-Boulet is going to get the job done on the top line, when the Lightning will face better defenses and the games are more tight checking. For this reason, ideally the team adds a checking line forward to play on the third line, which would consequently push up Hagel to the top line. There are plenty of options out there for a third line winger, and the good news is you won't have to pay a premium like you would for a top four defenseman. There are three defensemen that the Lightning should target for the trade deadline: Alexander Carrier, Sean Walker, and Chris Tanev. All three defensemen are top four caliber defensemen who can play 20 plus minutes a night and help the team in all situations. The first target should be Alexander Carrier of the Nashville Predators, who is a 27-year-old right-handed defenseman making $2.5 million. He is a UFA at the end of the season, so if Nashville is out of the playoff race, Carrier could be one of the players who is on the trade block. The reason why Carrier should be the top target is because he is affordable if you get him at the deadline. He plays in all situations and he is accustomed to playing with elite defensemen. If you aren't able to acquire Carrier, the next player I target is Sean Walker of the Philadelphia Flyers. Walker is 28 years old. He is a right-handed defenseman making $2.65 million per season. This is the last year of his four-year contract he signed with the Los Angeles Kings in 2020. Similar to Carrier, Walker could be on the trade block if the Flyers are out of the playoff race, and he would be a valuable asset for a contender. If you can't get Carrier or Walker, the last resort would be to get a veteran defenseman like Chris Tanev, who is on the last year of his contract and looking to win a Stanley Cup. The Lightning would have to get creative if they want to trade for Tanev, because he's making $4.5 million per season on the last year of his contract and would need Calgary or another team to retain a little of Tanev's contract. Acquiring a third line winger is definitely a luxury. The Lightning definitely could survive without adding one, but I'm not sure how far they'll go in the playoffs if they don't add one. If they are to acquire a third line winger, it has to be for cheap. Yakov Trenin is the top target. Although he is technically making $1.7 million this season, if the Lightning acquire him at the deadline, it would be less than $1 million. Since Trenin already has chemistry playing with Tanner Janot, it would be a seamless fit on that line with Anthony Cirelli, and would instantly form a great checking line. Although Trenin is the top option, the Lightning could also pursue Sammy Blais, who is a versatile winger who adds a bit of nastiness to the lineup, something Tampa Bay needs. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. This is the projected lineup with Carrier and Trenin. The first line is Brandon Hagel, Braden Point, and Nikita Kucherov. The second line is Steven Stamkos, Nick Paul, and Connor Sheary. Third line is Anthony Cirelli, Yakov Trenin, and Tanner Janot. The first D pair is Victor Hedman and Alexander Carrier. The second D pair is Mikhail Sergachev and Nick Perbix. The third D pair is Calvin DeHaan and Eric Cernik. Defenders are Andre Vasilevskiy and Jonas Johansson. This is how the lineup looks like with Sean Walker and Yakov Trenin. The four lines will remain the same as the previous one. The first D pair would be Victor Hedman paired with Nick Perbix. The second D pair would be Mikhail Sergachev paired with Eric Cernik. And the third pair would be Calvin DeHaan paired with Sean Walker. The goalies are the same. This is the lineup with Chris Tanev and Yakov Trenin. The four lines remain the same as the previous two. On defense, Victor Hedman is paired with Eric Cernik, Mikhail Sergachev is paired with Chris Tanev, and Calvin DeHaan is paired with Nick Perbix. Goalies are still Andre Vasilevskiy and Jonas Johansson. This is the lineup with Alexander Carrier and Sammy Blais. The first line is Brandon Hagel, Braden Point, and Nikita Kucherov. Second line is Steven Stamkos, Nick Paul, and Connor Sheary. Third line is Sammy Blais, Anthony Cirelli, and Tanner Janot. First D pair is Victor Hedman and Alexander Carrier. Second D pair is Mikhail Sergachev and Nick Perbix. Third D pair is Calvin DeHaan and Eric Cernik. Goalies are Andre Vasilevskiy and Jonas Johansson. This is the goaltender. This is the lineup with Sean Walker and Sammy Blais. The four lines are the same as above. On defense, the first pair is Victor Hedman and Nick Perbix. Second D pair is Mikhail Sergachev and Eric Cernik. Third D pair is Calvin DeHaan and Sean Walker. Goalies remain the same. This is the lineup with Chris Tanev and Sammy Blais. The four lines remain the same as before. The first D pair consists of Victor Hedman and Eric Cernik. Second D pair is Mikhail Sergachev and Chris Tanev. And the third pair is Calvin DeHaan and Nick Perbix. Goalies are still Vasilevskiy and Johansson. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. Given the cap constraint the Tampa Bay Lightning are working with, I highly doubt that they add both a top four defenseman and a third line left wing. So they will need to weigh their options on which one is more important. For me, I think it is more important that they add a top four defenseman because that has been a real issue for them. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Boston Bruins.